Ghana's ambassador to the Czech Republic, Victor Smith, has made a passionate appeal to all factions within the MDC to unite and jointly acclaim President Knowles as the party's candidate in next year's general elections. According to him, victory in the national elections supersedes the outcome of the party's congress, hence the need for all party members to concentrate on things that will make the NDC retain victory in 2012. Ambassador Victor Smith told GBC's George Asikri that every member of the NDC matters in next year's elections.
I am of the view that this was a preventable situation in which we find our party. We've come to the crossroads and I think it could have been avoided. It is not too late. I'm pleading with the various factions to come together to unite this our party once again and for us to go to Congress only to give acclamation to the sitting president who is doing very well in the governance of this country.
How possible is this unity when a faction within the party is saying that if the party should select the incumbent president, I mean Professor Mills, the party is going to lose in next year's election?
These are utterances. I am making an appeal. People are aggrieved. They may have genuine concerns. Other concerns may not be too genuine. They can be answered and dealt with. But I think it should have been done long ago. We wouldn't have found ourselves in the current situation in which we find ourselves as a party. But because we want to win the 2012 election, we should work very quickly and assiduously now and bring all factions on board, possibly even make compromises. Whatever it takes to bring us together and to win 2012, we must not knock off other people and say that you don't matter. Some people are happy about the way things have happened and things have been brought thus far.
Ambassador Smith said there are indications that the NDC will unite after the July Congress and rally behind President Knowles to lead the party into a second term in office.
It is my humble appeal that we try to come together to support the president.
July is just at the corner. Do you see this Congress as a do or die affair?
I don't want to even accept that type of do and die or die be die or whatever thing. I think that we should forget about that type of attitude and posturing. I think we should look at the bigger picture, the party. That is a major machine that the supporters and lovers of NDC are using to change the face of this country, to make it a better Ghana, and we must not destroy it. No matter how aggrieved anybody is, the appeal is that let us all come together. Let's leave the public domain with all the acrimony and all the castigations. Let's go in-house. Let's find a solution.
Do you have a faction yourself within the NDC?
I do not have a faction. We are a party in government. I am an ambassador, but that is not the real issue. I am a very loyal party member.
The NDC has gone through a series of crises before. In 2006, after the Congress, even the national chairman resigned. Whilst you were in opposition, the party managed to campaign and Ghanaians voted for the party. So irrespective of this wrangling within the NDC, do you still see the possibility of the NDC retaining power in next year's election?
I am very confident that between now and July 8th, we would have found a solution to this problem.
Ghana's ambassador to Czech Republic, Victor Smith, in that interview with George Asikri.